This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. As the United States begins to reopen, there is still so much uncertainty. And for those who invest, there is a question of, will values-based investing change in the wake of this pandemic? And will corporations shift their culture? Joining us today to talk about this is Jason Norris. He is Executive Vice President for Research and Portfolio Management with Ferguson Wellman. Jason, welcome back to the show.
Good afternoon.
So can we first talk about the reopening of the economy and what you have seen so far from an investment perspective?
So looking at it from investing, the market is pretty positive on how the U.S. economy is going to reopen. Most states has reopened, and we see Idaho is kind of ahead of the game in opening up its economy. And so investors are cautiously optimistic in what the second half of this year will look like. And that's been seen in the stock market over the last couple of months.
So for people who are not familiar with the term values-based investing, can you talk a little bit about that? You've been on the program before. I'm talking about that, but it is kind of a newer term.
So values-based investing is, rather than just investing based on financials and growth of companies' profits, investors will assess, is the company a good steward to its employees, to the environment, to the community, and weigh those variables as well on top of their financials and then invest that way.
So I would make the assumption that there are many more conversations being had now from even maybe companies that weren't taking that value-based approach that are maybe talking about it now?
We're seeing a lot more interest. We do manage a values-based strategy, and we're seeing a lot of client interest in that with this pandemic. And that comes from different views of exposure to China, as well as how are corporate managements treating their employees. We saw a lot of headlines about Amazon a month or so ago. So this has come to the forefront in this pandemic time.
Talk a little bit about the corporate culture that may be needing to shift. Because one of the things that we've seen is that there are certain companies that, you know, there's extensive travel, right? And you go to conferences and it's, you know, some can say that it might be excessive. Well, is that really needed? Or with that shift, will that come back? Because I would think that goes into this idea of, do we want our money going to, you know, this travel and these conferences when maybe they could place that money somewhere else?
That's a great point. And I think companies are going to look at their budgets that they've been spending and look at how their workforce worked during this last couple months. And if they feel that their employees don't have to travel as much and they can get a lot more done working from home or with flexible schedules, you could see a lot of change in corporate travel. However, just to going back to post 9/11, there was a lot of headlines and talk about that as well. And we saw corporate travel come back fairly quickly. So technology is a lot better than it used to be. But I'm sure a lot of companies are going to look at their budgets to see exactly if there's any costs they could trim on the travel side.
What about the idea of, especially with publicly owned companies, this idea of the shareholders being first? I mean, when we heard stories when the pandemic first started about how, you know, the Walt Disney Corporation had to lay off, you know, many employees at their parks, yet shareholders were getting these massive dividends checks, right? Do you think there will be a shift in companies looking at their employees as the true stakeholders?
That's a great point and observation. There's been a lot written, and a lot of companies as well as shareholders are looking at what is the company's duty. Paying a dividend to its investors is important, especially to some investors that rely on that income, but also keeping employees working, especially in a short period of time. So there is a balance that companies are going to have to weigh. The one area in that is stock buybacks, where there's been a lot of pushback. If you're taking a bailout or laying off a lot of employees, but using cash to buy back stock, that's become very critical for companies now. So the dividend question, I don't think is as big a deal, but stock buybacks is really coming to fruition the last several weeks.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Jason Norris. He's the Executive Vice President for Research and Portfolio Management with Ferguson Wellman. And we're talking about investing and what that will look like in the future. You know, Jason, I'm kind of curious about where we are when it comes to things like new energy sources and pollution, because since the pandemic, I mean, we've seen the oil prices collapse, but also because people have not been traveling and driving and all of this, we've also seen the environment, frankly, be able to breathe. And you know, so is that going to change, do you think? Or are we just going to be back to where we were?
That the environmental question is tricky because, you know, you'd mentioned we've seen the pictures of in Venice, Italy, you can actually see right in the water. But I do believe that with the reduction in travel, that will have an impact, as well as cleaner energy is becoming more and more used in our energy complex. Wind energy is becoming more and more cost effective. And so there is that slow shift, but if companies and individuals choose to travel less, then we could see maybe the environment looking a little better than it has in the past.
How do you think just the public input will affect things like that? Because, you know, just being able to sit back after 8 weeks and see, you know, things like you mentioned Venice, right? And there have been, I mean, just even the pollution that where, you know, you could see the skylines in China that you hadn't been able to see, right? How much will public pushback play into what companies do? And I guess that goes back to that whole idea of, you know, that in investment based, right? Where we, you know, that values based investing. How much do you think that will play a part?
I think that will be an important part. But another thing that companies will have to balance, as well as the public, is our jobs. You know, you look at China, as China goes back to work and more people are going to, you know, those manufacturing facilities, pollution is starting to pick up. So it's a fine balance of that we're going through right now, even opening up the economy, is the health and safety of, let's say, the environment and the public versus jobs. And that's something that we've been wrestling with for a long time, and it's come to a head right now. I'm sure there'll be more discussions about it, but it's going to become an issue over the next several months as people come back to work, and if we do see changes in the pollution.
So I was just reading an article today that by 2025, 75% of the American workforce will be millennials. And, you know, and we've heard, you know, since millennials have come into the workforce, they want flexible schedules. You know, they've pushed for work from home, maybe part of the week and all of that. And very few companies have been willing to do that until the pandemic. And now there are companies, you know, like Twitter, for example, that says you can work from home indefinitely. Other corporations, even like Deloitte, who has said, you know, that we will allow our employees to maybe work part-time from home, part-time in the office. Where will this shift happen when it comes to flexible work schedules? Because I also think when you have 75% of your workforce as millennials and they are investing, they're also going to look at companies that allow for this flexibility to continue.
I think this trend will continue. Unfortunately, the pandemic was a catalyst, and I think it showed that people can work from home, they can work remotely, the technology is there. And especially if you have a growing workforce that wants that flexibility, I think companies will have to satisfy that. Every company is different, but I believe you will see a lot of flexibility in workers' schedules and hours, company by company, going forward. And I think I just heard American Express said they're going to allow their employees to work from home until the end of the year.
Oh, yeah.
So I think you're starting to see that flexibility that you had mentioned.
And then, Jason, I would assume that when these are values that matter to people, and this goes back to this whole idea of this values-based investing, that there will be pressure put on these corporations, I would think, to shift, or people won't invest financially in them.
You are correct. Yes. So one thing I do with at Ferguson Wellman is I vote all our proxies for the companies we own. And you're seeing a lot more shareholders introduce measures for these companies to be better stewards to their employees, to the environment, diversify their board members. So you're seeing a push. You've seen one slowly, but that is becoming more and more of an issue. And it'll take large shareholders to push that. Unfortunately, the small retail investor is very difficult to get a company to change its behavior. But if you have large shareholders such as Fidelity or Vanguard or BlackRock, then maybe they can start making some change on the values-based level.
You know, and you mentioned post 9/11 earlier in the interview, and it seems that we can learn something from the past in that, you know, because even though you said, like, you know, that we thought that post 9/11 that company travel would you know go way down and it came back up, you know, or air travel, right? All of that has come back until the pandemic, yet there are still things in place that have become very normal over the last 19 years. And will we see that potentially moving forward with this once we move through this pandemic, do you think?
That's hard to say. And the one, you know, issue right now is the social distancing. You know, how long does that last? Does it last through the summer? Does it last through the end of the year? Is every state different? That could limit travel too, because you'd mentioned conferences. If you're expecting 1,000 people at the convention center for a conference, that's not going to be put on, but I might be able to go see my client in Boise. So I think there will be changes, but I think working through those changes, companies will adapt, and so will the clients. If a client is used to holding a Zoom call rather than a face-to-face meeting, then you know people don't have to travel as much as well. So it works on both sides, but I do believe there will be a change just because the technology is so much better than it was 15, 20 years ago.
It's amazing how we've all adapted to Zoom, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Jason, good to hear from you. And thanks for taking some time out of your day to talk with us about this. Really interesting to think about how things will shift, right? I mean, it's still kind of a guessing game, but it's interesting to at least, you know, think about how things may move forward. So thanks for your insight.
No, thank you. And great chatting with you, and stay healthy.
You too. We've been talking with Jason Norris. He's Executive Vice President for Research and Portfolio Management with Ferguson Wellman. This is Idaho Matters.